Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a vinyl heat-based wobble pull in Ableton Live 12, using macro controls in a creative, musical way to get that jungle and old-school DNB energy. The idea here is not just to make the bass wobble for the sake of wobble. We want bass movement that feels like it's being tugged forward, opening up, then snapping back into place with attitude. This is an edits workflow, which means we're thinking like an arrangement artist, not just a sound designer. We're going to make one strong bass sound, wrap it in a rack, control it with macros, and then automate and resample it so it becomes part of the actual performance of the track. That's how you get those classic 2-bar and 4-bar changes that keep a DNB drop alive. So first, start simple. Create a new MIDI track and load up Operator, Wave Editable, or Analog. Operator is a great choice for this because it gives you a clean, solid low end and handles processing really well. Set Oscillator to a sine wave for the sub. Then bring in Oscillator B with a saw or square wave, but keep it low in the mix. You want the sub to carry the weight, and the upper part of the bass to provide movement and character. Set a low-pass filter somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz to begin with, and keep the amp envelope fairly tight. Short attack, medium decay, and a lower sustain will give you that plucky, controlled feel if you want the bass to speak in short edits. If you're aiming for a more old-school roller vibe, keep the patch pretty plain at this stage. The movement is going to come from processing and automation, not from an overly complicated synth sound. Now turn that instrument into a rack. Group it into an instrument rack, and inside the rack add a few stock devices after the synth. Put in a saturator, an auto filter, EQ8, and a utility. This is where the real control starts. Map the important parameters to macros so you can perform the sound later without digging through devices. A great macro setup would be cutoff, resonance, drive, modulation amount or filter movement, width, output level, and maybe a control for sub to mid balance if your synth or routing allows it. Think of these macros like performance faders. If a movement doesn't actually change the emotional weight of the phrase, it probably doesn't need to be automated. The goal is to make the bass feel like it's reacting to the track. Now let's add the vinyl heat character. This is the grit, the worn edge energy, the part that makes it feel like a jungle refix or an old tape copy that's been dragged through a few sound systems. On the saturator, start with about +3 to +7 dB of drive and turn soft clip on if needed. Then compensate the output so the bass doesn't jump too hard in level. After that, use auto filter. Try LP24 mode for a darker, more classic pull. Start the cutoff around 180 to 300 Hz and use moderate resonance, maybe 15 to 35%, depending on how vocal you want the movement to feel. If you want a little extra age and wobble, you can add subtle LFO movement inside the filter, but keep it under control. We want heat, not wobble soup. If you want a rougher texture, insert redux slightly before or after the filter. Just a touch of bit reduction or downsampling can give that slightly worn, vinyl-like edge that works beautifully in old-school inspired DNB. The key word is lightly. You still want the sub to stay solid. Next comes the actual bass phrase. Write a simple 1 or 2 bar MIDI pattern using just a few notes. Root note on beat 1 is a good starting point. Then add a syncopated reply on the offbeat, maybe the end of 2 or 3, and let one note ring a little longer into the end of the bar. In jungle and rollers, bass often feels strongest when it locks with the snare and leaves space around the drums, instead of trying to fill every gap. Now automate your macro so the bass starts restrained and slowly pulls open. A great shape is to keep bars 1 and 2 mostly dark and sub-heavy, then open the filter more in bar 3, push the saturation a bit harder, and hit the strongest wobble pull in bar 4 before snapping back. That snap-back moment is important. It gives the listener contrast, and contrast is what makes the movement feel heavy. One really useful trick here is to automate filter cutoff to rise gently before a snare, then pull back right after. That pre-snare lift creates tension, and the drop back down makes the snare hit feel bigger. If you're also increasing drive at the same time, the bass can feel like it's leaning into the drum impact. That's the kind of musical motion we want. Keep an eye on how much you automate at once. It's easy to overdo it and end up with a sound that feels busy but not powerful. In this style, less is often more. One or two macro moves per phrase can be enough. A slight cutoff lift, a tiny bit more drive on the last note, a quick return to a darker state. That's often all it takes to make the bass feel alive. Once the rack is moving well, resample it. Set up a new audio track with input set to resampling, and record 4 to 8 bars of the bass performance. This is a classic DNB technique, because it turns the synth phrase into an audio edit you can chop and rearrange. Once it's printed, you can cut the tails, Leave tiny gaps for groove, reverse a slice into a fill, or repeat a half bar for tension. That's where the edit starts to feel like a real performance piece. This is also a great moment to check the bass against your drums. Put it on top of a breakbeat or a programmed break and listen carefully. The bass should answer the groove, not fight it. If the break is already busy, reduce the bass movement a bit and let the contrast do the work. If the bass is too wide or too active in the mids, it'll start stepping on the snare and ghost notes. To keep the low end tight, use utility to keep the sub mono. That's a big one. Don't let the wobble live down in the sub. If needed, split the sound into two layers. One clean low-pass sub chain and one high-pass mid chain starting around 120 Hz. That way, the low end stays stable while the upper bass does the expressive movement. This makes the whole edit hit harder and translate better on club systems. A really effective arrangement approach is to think in two bar statements. Bar 1 answers the drums. Bar 2 pulls harder. Bar 3 reduces movement. Bar 4 gives you a fill or turnaround. That's very much the language of jungle and old school D&B. It's not about constant maximum intensity. It's about build, lock, vary, reset. You can also use macro automation across the full arrangement rather than drawing loads of changes on individual devices. For example, let cutoff rise over two bars, then snap down before the phrase restarts. Let drive come in only during the second half of a four-bar section. Keep width low when the sub is strongest, then open it a little on the mid layer when you want the bass to feel more expansive. Always protect the headroom when the filter opens up. If you want to push the style further, try some advanced moves. You can map one macro to open the filter while another increases saturation, so the sound leans in more dramatically. You can build two chains inside the rack, one clean sub-led chain and one nastier response chain, then automate between them so the bass seems to answer itself. You can even make the bass slightly more aggressive based on velocity, or add tiny pitch dips on selected notes for a worn tape feel. And don't forget the human side. If the bass feels too digital, nudge a few MIDI notes a few milliseconds forward or back. Change note lengths. Let a few hits breathe differently. Jungle energy often lives in those small imperfections. The bass should feel like it belongs to the break, not like it was pasted on top of it. For the final arrangement mindset, think DJ friendly. Start with a filtered intro. Bring in a simple bass phrase for the first drop. Open it up or dirty it up a little more by the second four bars. Then pull it back down to sub and space for the turn. If you want extra old school flavor, throw in a very short delay or a tiny reverb send on a single chopped bass stab. But keep it dark and brief so the low end stays clean. Here's the big takeaway. The best vinyl heat bass wobble pull is not about maximum modulation. It's about motion with intention. Keep the sub stable. Let the mids do the talking. Use cutoff, resonance, saturation, and output as your main performance controls. Resample the movement and turn it into an edit. Shape the whole thing around the drums and the snare placement. If the loop still works in mono, even better. Now for a quick practice challenge. Build a two-bar bass edit using one synth, one rack, and at least four macros. Make bar 1 dark and restrained, then open bar 2 into a stronger wobble pull. Resample it, chop the audio into a few edits, and rearrange them so one version lands before the snare and another after it. Compare it in stereo and mono, and listen for whether the groove still hits when the shine is gone. That's the vibe. One strong bass idea, macro controlled with taste, then edited into something that feels alive, gritty, and ready for proper jungle or old school D&B drop.